Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? Stop what you're doing and listen.
For inside Husker information and fantasy football advice.
That's one of the things I talked to Bill about.
Follow them on Twitter.
Because I think the time is right for this. And it wasn't always that way.
At Husker_Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN. Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
Yeah, I know, I know. It's all good.
Welcome back into Greg and Hooks. We got a little bit of time here before Jameson Welsh comes on the show and we talk NBA with him. So we'll get to some Nebraska baseball talk as they play tonight,
baby.
Big Ten tournament. John Swelland put out on Twitter, and his account's pretty good. I know he used to do a lot of writing for some different places, but he put out an interesting little chart, and I'm going to pass this to you. Tell me what you think. A little look, he says, at how the Huskers baseball team fared against the Big Ten Conference. Nebraska was 5-7 versus Big Ten tournament teams, 10-2 against the bottom feeders. Michigan, only team Nebraska won a series against that qualified for the conference tournament.
Ooh, boy. But I think if you go back and you look at some of those, the series were a lot closer than I think. I mean, the record obviously speaks for itself. But again, we start with Minnesota tonight, 9 o'clock up in Omaha there at TD Ameritrade. They lost 2 out of 3 up there. They lost the first game 5-2 in 10 innings. So they took them to the brink there, 1-1, 10-1, and then lost another close one, 3-2.
Okay.
So there's some series there that are fairly close within that mix.
So Nebraska should have a pretty good advantage because of the home crowd that's going to be there for them, behind them while they're up there. What does Nebraska need to accomplish in your mind in this tournament?
Man, I would think as the momentum is continuing with these guys, I think a couple good wins up there would be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Just to solidify if you're looking past. Like obviously, you'd want them to win the Big Ten tournament to put yourself directly in. But I think a couple wins in this tournament tonight, tomorrow night, get into that quarterfinal, semifinal area, mm-hmm. that'll solidify your place in the field of 64 for me. Two wins.
Do you, in your mind, what kind of shot does Nebraska have of winning that thing?
I think they have a legit shot.
I mean, they're
there.
The fifth seed, but they could easily be the two seed.
Legit,
I mean, they're right
could
in
easily
there.
Be there because they were all 2, 3, 4, 5. They were all grouped up to there. But they have a legit shot, I think, to win in this tournament because if you look at these teams in their path, I think if they win tonight, when they win tonight, believe it's like Iowa maybe standing next there, which they had a close series with Iowa. They lost 2 out of 3 there, a game 2-3-2. They won 1-3-2, lost 1-19-7. They've got a legit shot because here's the deal. One, the home crowd. Two, we talked about this last week, was how much momentum that you need going into tournament play. Okay. And Nebraska baseball accomplished that with the last two series of the year with winning a series against Arizona State, winning the Michigan series, that momentum is built.
Yeah, I agree with you on that piece. I think the momentum's big, and if you can get into the tournament, especially early on in the first couple games, if they're able to get some runs early and mm-hmm. maybe you get a little bit of their pitching performance, the starters have got to come through for them, save as much of this bullpen as possible.
Absolutely.
Because the bullpen has struggled a little bit. If they're able to do that, I think Nebraska has a hell of a chance to get through this tournament and to make some waves in the tournament. But it's going to be a big momentum piece. They have to get in and get going quick, have the hot bats early in this game tonight, be able to get after Minnesota quick. And I think that momentum, they will ride that and move forward in where they need to go.
Well, absolutely. If you get off and you get going early and you get on top early, the crowd gets into it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make it very difficult for those teams to play with Nebraska with that, because if they can do that, this is going to be, if you have never had a chance, going up to Omaha to watch the Huskers play in Omaha in any kind of tournament or College World Series play, it's an environment like no other. And it will be tonight at 9 o'clock. That place will be a little ruckus. Minnesota, again, you're going to have Nebraska there. I will be there. There will be some fans there. But those fans aren't like our fans. They don't travel very well. There will be a small contingency of Minnesota fans in the stadium. But I think if you get that first run, you scratch it, get going, it's going to be a tough sled for those visiting teams to Omaha.
Real quick, coming up in other news, Husker-related, that you need to know, defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are finalizing a one-year deal. A source tells ESPN's Adam Schefter. Suh would replace Gerald McCoy, who was released by the Buccaneers on Monday. Suh was the second overall pick, McCoy the third overall pick, when they were taken in consecutive picks in the first round of the 2010 draft. Suh is interested in playing for Tampa Bay's new defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, the source said. You know, real quick, and we'll get to Dave and talk some baseball again. Real quick, I like having Suh and Lavonte David back. If you're wondering of Suh versus McCoy, McCoy, again, Gerald McCoy, a guy who was a Pro Bowl player, six-time Pro Bowl player. He's been very good. Here's what you're getting between the two. In 16 games compared to 14 games, Suh had 845 snaps compared to McCoy's 700, 59 tackles compared to McCoy's 28, 4.5 sacks compared to McCoy's 6 sacks. The one thing Suh has always done well in his career is he's been a high volume tackle guy for a defensive tackle position. Helps a lot in the run game. So that's a big, big deal there. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Dave on hold. Dave, what's up?
Hey, if you're a huge number, guys, I don't think they're in the tournament yet. I think, 28 wins and 30 wins, it's a big difference. It's like going to a store and seeing 99 cents and a dollar. Or 499 and 500. So it's psychologically, it's a big difference. And if the committee's looking at teams and they see like teams with 30 and Nebraska with 28, you just can't lose that game tonight and then play Iowa maybe in the next round and lose that one. I think it's bigger than what people are, thinking what it's not. So thanks for taking my call. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Dave.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, obviously, the tournament will look at that. I think they'll look at a lot of stuff, RPI, home record, conference record, things like that. But, again, two wins in this thing, especially get one tonight, will start solidifying that piece. Because I think it was last week when I looked on Baseball America, I think they had us as a three seed in one of the regions right now. That was after the Arizona State Series.
Did they go two and barbecue, or what are we thinking?
We're going to be sweating some bullets at that time. I think we're going to be sweating a little bit there at that time.
Yeah, it'd be frustrating. That'd be incredibly frustrating, actually, if that ends up happening. I don't know. I think this is a big series for Darren Erstead and his team. I've said that multiple times. We're kind of in that 10 miles road where people are, every little game, every little thing counts. And depending on, if you go to a barbecue and you're out and you're looking, it looks bad, it could swing a whole different direction from where they're at right now, which is really positive for this team and where he's at.
I'm trying to look right now. They've got their updated as of 2 weeks ago. Let's see. Sorry, internet is slow.
Also in NFL news, NFL owners granted the competition committee authority to tweak its procedures for reviewing pass interference Wednesday. An indication that the league's major offseason rule change remains under development, even after teams have taken the field for spring practices. I'm glad they're taking another look at this, because I think if they get too nitpicky on pass interference calls, it's going to get really, really
It's going to get ugly. It'll get real ugly. I don't even like it. So, but updated, I looked up Baseball America as of May 8th, so 2 weeks ago. Still projected Nebraska as a 3 seed. In the tournament, but it's a different region now. Starksville, Mississippi, where they'll be in the region where number 4, Mississippi State, Southern Miss, and Jacksonville State.
Does that mean they went up or down as a seed, do you know?
They went up because the Waco, and I'm just basing this on who the tournament host is, in the Waco region, they were with the 12 seed, Baylor. Now they're in a seed where they're the 4 seed. I think they moved up in that bracket. Iowa will replace us in that Waco, Brad. I think they moved up after those two series wins.
You know, it's a funny thing is with Nebraska and the way baseball tournaments work, it's always styles make fights. And, in this scenario, depending on which bracket you get into, you could either be in a great spot or a really, really bad spot. Compared to being a 3 seed, 4 seed, 2 seed, it just kind of depends in that sense. Like, some of those ones you get into, it doesn't benefit you to be, in that specific bracket.
Yes.
So that's kind of interesting. We are going to have coming up here next, Jameson Welsh is going to join the show, talk some NBA with Bill Hooks a little earlier today, and we'll get that interview for you. Really quickly, we got like 45 seconds here before we go to break. Last night's NBA game, you look at the Bucks, they're looking tired a little bit. They're looking worn down. The bench play for the Raptors was much better.
Oh, it was incredible last night.
Than what the Bucks had. Seemingly, the strength of the Bucks is now starting to wane a little bit, so it's going to be something to watch. The longer this series goes, can we agree that's worse for whoever's going to play?
Oh, absolutely. Because
the Warriors.
Here's the deal. The finals start, I believe, June 9th.
Yeah, it's regardless, a little ways away.
But regardless, it starts at that time. The further along it goes, game ones are usually tough in the finals, and the team that goes in will be beat up a little bit. I mean, the Warriors are sitting there on dang near 10 days rest regardless.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Jameson Welsh joins the show on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480.